Hello and welcome to South Asia Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies at the National University of Singapore. Bangladesh and Bhutan recently signed the first ever preferential trade agreement on December 6, 2020, to boost bilateral trade. The agreement comes at a time when the two South Asian countries are also marking the 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Bhutan recognized Bangladesh's independence exactly on this date in 1971, becoming the first country in the world to accept it as a sovereign nation. According to official figures, trade between Bangladesh and Bhutan was $12.77 million in the fiscal year 2008-2009, which rose almost by four times to $49.65 million in 2018-2019. To tell us more about this preferential trade agreement, we have with us today Dr. Masudur Rehman, a visiting research fellow at ISAS, who is an international trade economist by training. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Rehman.
Thank you, Archana.
So firstly, let's talk about the preferential trade agreement. On December 6th, as I said, Bangladesh and Bhutan signed this trade agreement, a maiden one for Bangladesh. What are your observations on this PTA? And could you also give us a little background on this?
Yeah, thank you, Archana. You know, there are two aspects here. One, we can talk about, you know, non-economic aspect. One is economic aspect. And first, non-economic aspect that you mentioned actually in your introduction, that Bhutan is the number one first country who recognized Bangladesh in 1971. And on 6 December, and that's the actually signing date of PTA. So that is the very important for Bangladesh. So Bangladesh always deeply, you know, acknowledges this to Bhutan. And second issue is non-economic issues. Bhutan current prime minister, who actually studied Bangladesh, and he spent 10 years in Bangladesh. And he speaks Bengali fluently.
Oh.
So that is the two important non-economic issues. Then if you come to the economic issues, you know, so both countries LDC, and both countries planning to, you know, graduate from LDC to developing country by 2023 in Bhutan and Bangladesh by 2024. And both countries the member of SAFTA, South Asia Free Trade Agreement. Both countries member of BIMSTEC, Bay of Bengal Initiative for Technical Economic Cooperation. You know, the FTA is under negotiation also. And both countries also member of BBIN, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Nepal Initiative. So regionally, these two countries are very integrated. So that is the another reason. Then in the economic region also. So also, Bangladesh is the second largest trading partner of Bhutan. Because, of course, India is number one. So 90% export to, you know, India. So that is the Bhutan's perspective is important. Because they want to access Bangladesh market. And after 2023, there will be some issues. So that is the important from Bhutan side. From Bangladesh side, yes, Bangladesh import only $40 million, you know, last year. Of course, exporting only $10 million is small amount. But Bangladesh have long-term vision with Bhutan. Bangladesh want to maybe import some power because in Bhutan has a hydropower. So that is the issues. Bangladesh also, you see, Bangladesh and Bhutan also both in negotiating many FTA, PTA, because both countries will be graduating from LDC. So this is, you know, is comes of learning process of Bangladesh also. You see, when China first signed FTA with Chile, but there's no economic issues, only the learning process actually to learn. So all these economic issues, some economic issues and some non-economic issues, that was the main reason to sign this PTA.
So who do you think would be benefited by this agreement? And what would be trade diversion and trade creation effect of this PTA? And if I could ask one more follow-up question, what impact would this have on the bilateral trade?
Yeah, so that you mentioned, bilateral trade is like $50 million now. So theoretically, it's a very small amount of trade compared to Bangladesh total trade is $112 billion. Bangladesh import like $57 billion and Bangladesh export $47 billion like 2019. And if you think Bhutan side, Bhutan import actually quite good amount, more than $800 million, but export is only $266 million. So that's when we have some market there, because Bhutan importing more than $800 million, so that's it's important also. But when you talk about free trade agreement or PTA, preferential trade agreement, there is two issues. One is, you know, trade creation and trade diversion. So how it's actually work? Trade creation means when we have elimination of or reduction of tariff, then trade will increase. For example, Bangladesh export T-shirt to Nepal, to Bhutan. So the T-shirt price or production cost is $10. And if the MFN tariff or Bhutan tariff is 15% or 50%, for example, for easy, so $5 tariff. So $10 plus $5, $15. So when we, you know, sign a PTA or FTA, so we eliminate this tariff. So now we can export more because the price will be $10. So trade will create between this country. Of course, it depends on the country's import capacity, or the impact will be different depending on the situation. If this country like Bhutan, you know, produce T-shirt, then there will be some impact, negative impact maybe in the domestic economy, because their production will be less, so the government will lose some revenue also, but consumer will be benefited because consumer surplus will be increased and trade will be increased between these two countries. So that is the trade creation. And trade diversion is called actually when some efficient countries trade from efficient country to move to less efficient country. For example, this example, when Bangladesh export T-shirt to Bhutan and price was $10 manufacturing cost plus $5 in tariff, $15. But India maybe produce this shirt like, you know, $9, and the tariff is $5, for example, so $14. So Bhutan supposed to import from India. But now, because we signed FTA or PTA, so the tariff eliminated, so Bangladesh now will export to Bhutan because the price will be $10. So you see, Bangladesh was less efficient compared to India, but now Bangladesh will export more compared to India. So trade will diverse from more efficient to less efficient country. So that could be what happened, because you see, if you see the export and import structure of both countries. So Bhutan export mainly vegetables, tea, coffee, these types of agricultural product, and mineral types of product. For example, stone, pebbles. So these kinds of minerals they export to Bangladesh. So they have advantage, competitive advantage of these kinds of product. But Bangladesh have competitive advantage, ready-made garments and these kinds of products. So their export structure is different. So when this PTA sign, I think trade will be created between those two countries because their export structure is different. So they have a complementary of the different goods. So Bangladesh maybe will more import more these vegetables, fruits, and stones, all this product. And now because Bhutan also import, I mentioned more than $800 million. So it's mostly 90% from India. So some maybe will be import from Bangladesh now. So Bangladesh will be also benefited and trade will be diverse definitely in near future.
Very interesting. Moving on, how could both countries utilize the deal and benefit each other?
Yeah, actually that is the most important issues, because you see, both countries tariff, okay, is somehow under SAPTA and now PTA has been reducing, and so that's a good sign. But if you see the non-tariff measures, trade facilitation, I was checking trade facilitation measures, under WTO's, that there are like 53 trade facilitation measures, and Bangladesh only implemented like 6, and some are partially implemented, and Bhutan is implemented like 4, and mostly, you know, partially and somewhat, you know, not implemented. So that is the area actually. We need to streamline these non-trade measures. Even you see, you know, Bhutan in the FTA. In Bhutan in the FTA, the tariff eliminated is fine, but there is no talk about non-trade measures. So SPSS, TBT, different kinds of non-trade measures, or trade facilitation, they didn't talk about these things. So if you want to realize actually this trade potential, we need to deal with these NTMs, non-trade measures. We need to deal with the connectivity. Because you see, the Bhutan is a landlocked country. So they cannot access to sea. So they have to go through the India and some, you know, trade facilitation and connectivity is the major issues. So that's why, and also some other, like, is including the non-trade measures, like, you know, certificate of origin, rules of origin. If you have a different rules of origin for different region, for example, SAPTA and PTA for between Bangladesh and Bhutan, it's difficult, it will be complicated. But we need to streamline these kinds of rules of origin, certificate of origin, and also need to submit online. Bangladesh, for example, they can export, they can submit these rules of origin through online to EU market, because APB, Export Promotion Bureau of Bangladesh, they develop actually this online submission. So these kinds of digitalization can actually help huge to increase bilateral trade. So that is the main issues that we need to actually deal. So including trade finance, you know, opening ELC. So these kinds of connectivity, you know, not only physical connectivity, also these kinds of soft connectivity is very important to realize bilateral trade.
Dr. Rehman, if we zoom out a bit to understand the regional implications, how does the agreement impact rest of South Asian countries? And what about Bangladesh's prospects of joining the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, or other bilateral free trade agreements?
Yeah, actually very important issues, because even not only Bangladesh, also others, you know, LDC, for example, Bhutan is here. Both country, for example, Bhutan will be, you know, graduated by 2023. And of course, few years grace period. And after that, you have to, you know, eliminate a lot of things like non-tariff measures. For example, export subsidy. Bangladesh provide $10 billion export subsidy. Just only three, you know, categories. Cash subsidy, duty drawback, and bonded warehouse. So these kinds of, you know, trade barriers must be eliminated when we, you know, graduate from LDC to developing country. In addition, you know, official development assistance, some, you know, will be reduced. The loan will be, you know, not like this concession rate. So it will be, so investment will be also affected. So now we understand, you know, because of GSP, you know, under IBA, everything but arms, we are enjoying duty-free to EU market, Japan, Canada, most of the developed market. Of course, including USA, but USA provided 97% product duty-free under, you know, DFQF, duty-free quota free of WTO, but not the RMG sector. So that is the big issue there. But most of the country, even India, we're enjoying, you know, under SAFTA duty-free almost every product except 25 products. China recently offered duty-free of 97% of product line under AFTA and DFQF. Also, you know, Korea. So now currently Bangladesh actually enjoying duty-free most of the developed country and developing country. So that's why Bangladesh trade actually increased. Is, you know, from 1974 when we start GSP, all these things. So in South Asia, Bangladesh actually, you know, in fact, the one country who developed the export base, especially RMG sector. But by 2024, when we will graduate from, you know, LDC to developing country, that will be the major issues. And of course, we are trying to negotiating with EU and other countries, but the grace period will be maximum 3 years. By 2027. After 2027, you will not get, you know, free access to developed market and developing market. So that's why we need to prepare for this time, how can we access to this market? You see, EU market, there, you know, if MFN tariff is around 10% for RMG sector. So if you impose, if EU impose 10% tariff, that will be huge impact on Bangladesh. And you see that Vietnam already signed FTA with the EU. Even England, they signed FTA last month with the UK. So if Bangladesh does not want to sign this kinds of PTA or FTA, that will be big issues for Bangladesh, and it will be big problem to access the market. Yes, but regarding RCEP, it's difficult for Bangladesh because the Bangladesh main problem actually, the tariff base is very high. Even like India, their MFN tariff base is very high and applied tariff also very high. So when you want to go sign FTA, you actually reduce tariff. That's difficult for Bangladesh, even India at this moment. But we cannot enjoy this kind of preferential tariff arrangement forever. So we need to develop our capacity, and we need to negotiate with our partner, and need to figure out how can we access the market. So we have to start this process now, even because RCEP, we have Myanmar is there and Thailand is there, and we have BIMSTEC, where Myanmar and Thailand is member of BIMSTEC. So we can have some channels there to access the RCEP. Also under APTA, China is there. So there are some avenue we can access to RCEP, but we need to talk, and we need to figure out how can we access this market in future. So not only RCEP, but also other developed market, EU market and USA. So we need to start how to access this market by 2024 or after that.
Thank you, Dr. Rehman, for joining us and for such wonderful insights on an important development in the subcontinent.
Thank you, Archana. Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, if you would like to know more about our work, please visit our website at isas.nus.edu.sg. Thank you for tuning in.